Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate it. I hope it is a great Monday for everybody back home. It is 7:05 in Richmond on this 15th day of August, halfway through the month, just about halfway through the month, 2022. I'm John Reed, and I am live this morning. It's an hour earlier where I am, so 6:05 here in Medellin. I got to say it right. I mean, I grew up calling this Medellin. I mean, am I crazy? But what I was told on Friday is correct. It's Medellin. This is the way the locals say it here in the country of Colombia, in South America. And a little bit later, it's raining here, so it's probably matching our weather pretty closely between Richmond and Medellin. A little bit later today, I will be posting pictures from the big flower festival here. And I hope if you follow me on Facebook, now if you don't follow me on Facebook, what's wrong with you? Go to Facebook, the John Reed Show, WRVA page, and you'll see this really remarkable festival. And real quick, there are a couple of reasons that I'm here. One is that I think the travel really does broaden people's appreciation for what they have at home and their appreciation for other cultures. It reminds me that I should have studied a lot harder in Spanish class because I'm struggling a little bit to communicate the way I'd like to with the very nice people that I'm interacting with here. And the second, and this is really important for Richmond, is that when you travel, you begin to be able to put things in perspective, problems, good things, culture, economics. You know, if you think you're poor in Richmond, you're wealthy if you were here in Colombia. And one of the things that I think Richmonders really need to focus on is finding leaders who want to put Richmond back on the map, not for being a place of discontent and anger and racial animus, but because we do great things. And I think at one point, at least on the East Coast, Richmond was a destination. There were many, many events, many, many festivals, many, many things to see that people from all over the country came to engage in. And I have to be honest with you, with all the travels I've done around the world, Richmond is losing that status now. It is not a world-class destination anymore. It should be, and it could be, but we keep putting people in office who are determined to be critical of half the population and are bitter and angry about the history that we should be celebrating. We should be acknowledging minimally, and I think celebrating, and exploring, and inviting other people to come in and explore. And so here in Medellin, Colombia, this flower festival is beautiful, it's fantastic. They are going back to the traditions for 100 plus years of these farmers who bring their beautiful flowers to market. But you know what, if LeVar Stoney were mayor here, they'd be destroying this festival because they'd be talking about the backbreaking work and the underpayment of the labor and how it's practically slave labor. And look at these poor people who are being exploited and abused by the flower companies. I mean, that would be the narrative. And instead, in Medellin, they celebrate what put them on the map, which is something that has paid the bills and fed the people here for many, many, many years. I mean, do you hear the difference in mindset that I'm trying to describe? So I share that with you because Richmond's got to decide, are we going to continue to sink or are we going to take the legacy that was given to us, which does include some negative things, and try to put a positive spin on it so that going forward in the future, we are a destination. I think we have the wrong people in leadership across the board, whether it's elected officials and quite frankly, even some of the community leaders who seem to be ashamed of the history they have nothing to do with. It's up to us, you know, the future that we make. And I look at a place like Medellin, Colombia, and I say, you know, maybe you guys should get out a little bit and see the rest of the world before you start condemning dead Virginians from 150 years ago. Okay. Jim Bacon from Bacon's Rebellion is with us as he is every Monday morning. And I appreciate you joining us. You're paying close attention to the school systems reopening. I mean, I guess this week and into September. And I've been surprised, Jim, by all these stories about how they don't have enough bus drivers, they don't have enough teachers, they don't have enough staffers. What do you think's going on here?
Well, buenos dias, John.
Buenos dias.
There's always been chronic shortages. It's a chronic problem. We hear it at the end of every summer, is not enough teachers, not enough bus drivers, and so on. But it's gotten much worse this year. And it's really kind of a crisis proportions in some school systems. The new segment at the beginning of the show mentioned how it's not just Richmond, but in Chesterfield and Henrico as well. The big question is like why aren't there enough teachers? And I think it's pretty widely acknowledged that this year the teacher resignations have gone through the roof. This isn't just a local problem; it's a statewide problem. So the question is, why are so many teachers resigning? And you know, our friends on the left have kind of basically two explanations. One is COVID and burnout from COVID, which there's some truth to that. And the other one is that thanks to Glenn Youngkin and all those meddling parents who want to tell teachers how to run their business. You know, objecting to porn in schools and that sort of thing, that teachers are kind of like really frustrated from that and they're resigning. Well, I think there is evidence for the idea that COVID kind of contributed to burnout. But as for the meddling parents, it's like zero. I mean, how much was that actually an issue with the city of Richmond where the teacher resignations are the worst? In our analysis at Bacon's Rebellion, we've been focusing for alternative explanations. And I'm not saying this is the only reason, but it's a big reason that no one else wants to talk about. And that's the collapse of discipline and order in schools and the increasing disrespect that students show teachers. And in many cases, the threats of physical violence. And then you, on top of that, you throw on the tendency of the educational bureaucracy to try to solve every problem by micromanaging the teachers and kind of saying, well, we need more reports and you need to fill out this and you fill out that. You've got to plan this and that. And so teachers have all this additional work over and above like teaching and preparing for class and grading. They have all this other kind of bureaucratic work they got to do. And they're working longer hours, and they're showing less respect than ever. And
it seems like a huge problem. The folks that I follow on Facebook, and I've got a couple of friends who are still in the teaching profession who, quite frankly, tell me that they're contemplating leaving. I mean, one of them finally had enough and quit last year, and he is a Richmond person working not in the city, but in, I guess, kind of a mixed situation with some students who are well off and some students who aren't well off. But he had finally had enough. And he said, you know, I'm tired of working all day dealing with you, the little brats who are increasingly belligerent towards me and disrespectful to me. I mean, he's a guy and he's not a small guy, so I think he holds his own physically, but he knows, and the kids know too, that he's, if they get up in his face and he responds to that by putting them in their place, either verbally or physically, that he's the one that's going to get in trouble, not them. And right. They know it and they exploit it. And he said, you know, it's not worth the money. It's not worth the time. Plus I come home and I've got, you know, 25 emails from parents who are ticked off about one thing or another. And I'm not going to spend another 2 hours of my time off the clock answering these parents who won't even discipline their own children. So he's out and done. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's got out of control. And I'm saying this is happening at every school, because I'm sure it's not. But there are a number of schools where basically the adults have lost control of the school. And like you say, I mean, teachers are no longer able to enforce discipline in their own class, because if they try to, there's blowback. And the one of the things you hear constantly in the surveys is that teachers feel that the administrators don't have their back. So
right.
It's easier for the administrators just to kind of like placate parents, and the parents of these either ill-disciplined children, who some children just have no discipline whatsoever, or parents right. are entitled. And so teachers are frustrated by that, so they have nowhere to go. And so a lot of
so what's the solution? Is it to go to as Glenn Youngkin discussed on the campaign trail? I don't know that he's having a great deal of success convincing people of this. Is it to say, here is a voucher for the money that we would have spent on a public school for you? Go to a small private school, or get a collection of teachers together who will teach your kids, and let's collapse the public. I don't want to call it public, the government school system, because it has become so corrupted. Or is it for us to be on the radio and for you at Bacon's Rebellion to be talking about the culture change that needs to return to the days where if the parent got a call from the teacher, the family was unhappy, like, oh my God, what did you do to make the teacher call? Instead of the inverse, where the teacher's worried that the parents are going to be calling, complaining, you know?
Yeah. Well, you touched upon something that's part of the problem is the schools, and part of the problem is the larger culture, in which you have so many entitled parents who think their kids are beyond reproach. But yeah, if we're going to save the system, I don't know. I fear that in some schools, not all schools by any means, but in some schools, the culture is so broken. I don't know how you back out of it. I don't know how you change it. Maybe if you have like a really charismatic principal come in and kind of like say, okay, we're changing the culture, and we're not putting up what we used to put up with. Maybe. Otherwise, I think if you can't repair the broken culture, then you have to allow people an escape. You have to allow like charter schools charter schools or private schools or whatever to step in.
And people can shop for what they're looking for that will provide the solution. I think it's a really important problem. Look, we go another 10 years where we pump these people into our general population, and I think it's almost an irredeemable situation, because this is the group of people who are going to be working at your bank. These are the people who are going to be the front desk folks at the airlines. You see all these fist fights between people at the airport. I'm like, where did this come from? I'll tell you where it came from. It came from middle schools and high schools where no one was ever disciplined, and now they're in the workforce and no one's disciplined there too. So the same fights that you used to kind of work through and realize, well, I can't behave like this in middle school and high school. Now you've got full grown adults who are behaving that way. We'll keep covering it. And I want folks to go to baconsrebellion.com because there are a lot of stories that you won't see in the Richmond Times-Dispatch and in other locations that Jim Bacon and his team are covering at Bacon's Rebellion. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Enjoy all those flowers.
Will do. Okay, thank you. 7:19 on this Monday morning. We're back with more in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.